Yeah, we're talking about excuses not to go to work and growing a garden and all that. It reminded me of a scene from MASH where, Colonel Klinger's always trying to get out of the Army, so he's always coming up with all these excuses. So he goes to Colonel Blake, and he reads a letter that his father had died, and this is how Blake responded.
Uh-huh. Here we go. The father dying, right?
Yes, sir.
Father dying last year. Mother dying last year. Mother and father dying. Mother, father, and older sister dying. Mother dying and older sister pregnant. Older sister dying and mother pregnant. Older sister dying and mother pregnant. Younger sister pregnant and older sister dying. Here's an oldie but a goodie. Half of the family dying, other half pregnant.
So there are your excuses, folks.
Yeah. Starting to notice a pattern here.
I hope Romy's not pregnant.
Let's get to surprise and bring Mary into the conversation and see how we can help her at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. We were interested in planting a Hollywood hedge with Ficus nitida, and we were looking for quicker results and maybe starting with a 6 to 8 foot bush. How far apart do we need to plant those?
What's a Hollywood hedge?
Well, just a hedge that, like, will block out a wall.
Oh, so privacy. Okay, privacy type hedge.
Yes, for privacy.
For privacy's sake? Okay. Well, you know, ficus and nitida get huge. I mean, you could plant them probably 10 or 15 feet apart, and they would cover. But, you know, if you're wanting this to be something that achieves your privacy issues much more quick, I would say 4 to 6 feet would be probably acceptable. And just realize that you're going to do, you know, depending on the size you want to maintain it at, that you're going to have to do a lot of pruning. If I could make another suggestion, I would suggest something like sour orange or ornamental orange as opposed to ficus nitida. It's a more upright grower. It doesn't get near as huge. It grows reasonably fast, and it's just a better plant to be used as a hedging material or a screen than ficus nitida, which is actually a big tree, very large tree.
And as we've seen, it's got a couple different, downsides.
Well, you know, if we have a cold winter again, and people have already forgotten, haven't they?
And then there's that new bugs, ficus.
Oh, they had a white fly deal. I haven't heard much about that. I don't know.
It's been a while. Yeah.
I don't know that it's that I would let that influence my. I would say the size issue and the potential that you could have, you know, a lot of damage due to cold weather. You know, we go a lot of years in between, but then when it does, and you're depending on that for privacy, and now that's gone, and it takes a number of years for that to recuperate. You know, it's something to definitely keep in mind.
And you said a sour orange?
Sour orange. Mm-hmm. Just old sour orange. You know, they very popular back here in the 50s and 60s. Kind of lost its, you know, when ficus kind of made the appearance, I think it took over. But it's a very good screening material. Very, very, you know, just by the way it grows anyway, leads it to be a better choice than something like ficus.
We appreciate the call. Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House and joining the conversation. Good luck with the privacy hedge. We had a call here, or text, excuse me, from 520 area code. This homeowner was given a 3-gallon live southern oak and planted it yesterday, but looking at it, was afraid may have planted it too deep and wants to know, do I just leave it alone or should I get down there and lift it up a little bit higher?
Well, if you think it's too deep, now's certainly the time to replant it. It's only been in the ground a day or two. You're not going to do any damage to it, and it's going to be a lot easier to get it propped up a little bit. So absolutely, go for it.
Most trees are planted too deep as opposed to too high.
And absolutely. And really, you'd rather have it, if you had to pick, it's better off being a little high than too low, for sure.